the Poskim discuss and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that both men and women are chayiv in hadrakas near Shabbos, even though the women are usually the ones who take care of the mitzvah, they maintain the household. But fundamentally, both men and women are chayiv. And in fact, the Magen Avraham explains why, that since Chava extinguished the light of the world when he gave Adam Harishon from the Eitz Hadas, so too every Shabbos they get to light up the world. So in fact, the Mishnah writes, this is not Stam Agadata. He says, halakhically, hence a woman has precedent. If the husband wants to light, it doesn't make a difference. A woman has the right to light. She gets precedence. So nevertheless, we know that's the common practice. The women generally light the Shabbos candles. The question is why? There seems to be a fundamental problem. Is we know we have a general principle. The Nashim HaPata from a mitzvah asei shahazman grama. So if it's a mitzvah asei shahazman grama, so why in the world are they... So number one, they're exempt. And... Right, so number one is... The Shulchan Aruch seems to say they're obligated in the Erev Shabbos. Number one is... It's a Zman Grama that should be Patur. It's a famous debate. Rambam Tosis, Ashkenaz inspired. Even if she's exempt, maybe she could do it anyway. But... is a coin, I guess it'd be a kasha on the Svarim, is that we know we do Shabbos candles once a week. So the Shabbos, why is a woman obligated? And even if she's not obligated, according to Svarim, how could she make a bracha? So they want to explain based on the Ran in Shabbos, Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, Dafe Harif, that when the Torah says Zocha V'Shamar, that we know, because Yeshnu v'Shmira, Yeshnu v'Zachira, that Neir Shabbos, Kavanah of Shabbos, all included under Zachar, and therefore, just like the Chayiv in Shalosh Shudas in Lecha Mishnah, so too the Chayiv in lighting candles. That would explain, based on the Ran, why a woman would be Chayiv. According to the Ran, it makes sense to be a kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eger, who writes in the first Shuvas that women are putter from the mitzvahs of Kavod and Onig Shabbat, Kavod and Onig on Yontif. If you assume, even though most disagree with the Rabbi Akiva Eger, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, then even if you tell me the Chayev and Nir Shabbos based on Zohar V'Shamar, but Nir Yontif, which is a function of Kavod, they should be putter. So how do we explain, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, why does it say the Chayev? So, the Achronim give them different possibilities. They point out that maybe we view Hadlakas Neiros as a separate category. In other words, once Chazal Torah said that a woman has to lay Hadlakas Neiros Shamas, so they also said they're Chayev in Yantim, even though perhaps... strictly speaking, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, maybe they should be putter. But as well, perhaps it's not a time. We were assuming it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. But maybe it's not. Even though, of course, we know Onig Shabbos, Onig Yontif, which happened on Yontif, those are certainly time bound. But Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yontif, maybe they're not, because there's no set time. You have the whole week to anticipate and prepare for Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, the constant mitzvah is kind of like there's a discussion of Tosfos and Kiddushin, Tavtes, about whether Milas a mitzvah sasei shazman grama or not. So one, this, I think it's the Tosfos Harid or others point out that we define the structure of the mitzvah, that perhaps that one starts preparing. We know the Gemara talks about lo v'lo la. So the pasuk to tell me that Avraham is chayiv and milah. What do I need a pasuk? It's a zman grama. So someone answered, maybe They but argue it's not as my grandma, since you have to spend the, it's true, did the Milan day, but you have to get the Moel, get the vehicle and locks ready and all the other stuff, go to the doctor, so they offer maybe it's not as my grandma. So that's, so both men and women are hired in Aruachas Neiris. The custom is the women do it, making up for what Chava sin of giving, serving other Marishim and the Itzadas, and they even get precedence. It's a time-oriented mitzvah, so there's certainly nachayev. So based on the run, zocha v'shomer, the chayev aye, but that going to Rabbi Akiva, covered by onyx and kudah, but there's no covered in onyx on yontif according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. So why would they be chayev either? Because if it's true, maybe independent without cover of onyx, once Chazal said they have to do halachas neira, so it applied to yontif as well. Or perhaps it's done as man grama, they have the whole week to prepare, and therefore hence, whatever the lumdis is, a woman is chayiv, men and women are both chayiv in Havakas, Neiros, Shabbos, and appears Yontif as well.